You're listening to SBS News.
If you've ever had to wash your dishes before, let's say I'm going to take my dishes out of the sink and it's got some grease on there, you know that to get this grease off, what you're going to do is take dish soap and rinse it with water, and that's going to break the fats and the grease off your dishes. When we wash our hands, it works in exactly the same way.
That's New Zealand scientist Dr. Michelle Dickinson explaining to children in a social media video how hand washing protects people from COVID-19. Dr. Dickinson was also present at a special press conference held by New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern last week, just for children to help them better understand the pandemic. In Australia, mental health experts say parents can employ a number of strategies to ease children's anxiety about coronavirus. Professor Jenny Hudson is director of the Centre for Emotional Health at the Department of Psychology at Macquarie University. She says one of the main things parents can do is to be calm themselves as children take their cues on how to react to situations from their parents. Professor Hudson says there are also a number of ways adults can talk to children of different ages about the pandemic. First, by asking them what they know about the virus.
I think it's about, you know, working out what they know already and asking them, so, you know, tell me about what is it that you know about the coronavirus, what do you know already? And then that gives parents a really good idea of where they're at in terms of their understanding. And so you get kind of that the child will tell you the words that they understand and that they're using, and so then you can kind of set the tone in that way. And also the level of information that you give will differ as well. So a five-year-old only needs very specific information about the fact that they need to wash their hands, perhaps, and giving that information, making sure that that's correct. And also the knowledge too. I think that's really important that this is just something temporary.
Professor Hudson says while it's important parents encourage realistic thinking about what is happening, it's also essential that children know that social distancing won't go on forever. Professor Hudson says discussion about the virus is also a good opportunity to teach children, especially those a little older, about uncertainty in life and how we don't always know what's going to happen. She says this is a better approach than excessively reassuring children with statements like, there is nothing to worry about. The truth being that no one can honestly guarantee that nothing will happen. When children raise concerns about shortages in the supermarket, Professor Hudson says this is an opportunity to explain how lucky Australia is in comparison to other countries, maybe mentioning that Indigenous people lived in Australia for tens of thousands of years without supermarkets. When it comes to news about COVID-19, Professor Hudson says parents need to be cautious about how much and what type of news their children are consuming, and limit unsupervised screen time for children of all ages.
We don't want to overprotect our kids from this information. It is important that they receive accurate, clear information about what's going on. But excessive news watching, I think, is harmful. If we're watching over and over again and we're watching sensationalist news, I think that can be harmful. But if we're watching news that is accurate and not over-dramatised and not sensationalist, then I think it can be useful for kids to have that information and also perhaps a discussion point, but limiting it. We only really need to check in the news once a day.
Children may also be dealing with stress about not seeing their grandparents regularly. Professor Hudson says we can ease the stress by explaining to children why it's necessary to stay away from older people, maybe involving the child on how they can stay in touch with grandparents through other means. Jessica is a counsellor at Kids Helpline, a free online and telephone counselling service aimed at children and young adults aged between 5 and 25. She says during March, the service has had hundreds of contacts from young people, with teenagers most likely to be concerned about COVID-19 and its impact on family, friends and changes to routines. She says some children are more anxious than others, with different skills and abilities to cope with stress.
Some kids are really comfortable with uncertainty and it won't faze them. It's almost like they won't notice what's going on around them, but then there's definitely those children who you will notice a change in their behaviour. Some children deal with fear by getting angry, others more go into an introverted kind of shutdown phase. So I guess as an adult, noticing those changes and being able to have those conversations when you are in a place that you feel like you can have that in a calm, supportive way. I guess we're all adults exposed to what's going on at the moment. So it can be about monitoring how our kids are going, but then as well, really looking within ourselves and seeing how we're coping and what we might be needing.
Professor Hudson also suggests if children are at home in isolation, parents need to set up a routine that works for the whole family. It also helps to give the child a say in how they want to set up the day, when to read, play, have breaks, and limit the amount of time children spend on devices. For children who are home from school, following a routine similar to that at school, for example, having recess and lunch, will also help. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. And you can contact Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800.